Chapter 4. The Man in White. Lucy stayed on the deck for a few minutes, watching the strange mirage. But soon it stopped raining, and the dark shape disappeared. She went down the stairs to her cabin. Suddenly the lights on the stairs went out, and Lucy was in the dark. She heard a voice, and a dark figure appeared in front of her. "I can't find my cabin," said a low, weak voice. It was an old man in white pajamas. "Oh no," thought Lucy, "there are ghosts on the ship." "I can't find my cabin. Oh dear, what am I going to do?" said the figure again. "If I don't talk to the ghost, it will follow me everywhere," thought Lucy. "I'll try to help him." "Which deck is your cabin on?" asked Lucy. "I can't remember," said the figure. "Oh no, this isn't going to be easy," thought Lucy. "Is it downstairs or upstairs?" she asked. "I think it's downstairs," the figure said. "Come with me and we'll try to find it," Lucy said. She walked slowly down the stairs in the dark to the lowest floor. Then the figure followed her along the corridor. "Is it here?" asked Lucy. There wasn't a reply. Lucy turned around, but the figure wasn't behind her anymore. "Good, the ghost left," she thought. After that, she went to her cabin. The next day, Paul stayed in his cabin until lunch. Then he came to the dining room to find Lucy. She was sitting in the corner, and the tall girl with the long blue dress was sitting at the table next to her. "Hi, Paul. Are you feeling better?" Lucy asked him. "Not really," said Paul, "but I'm going to try and eat something." He took some egg from the buffet and sat next to Lucy. He tried to eat, but he couldn't. Mr. Jones came into the dining room. "We're arriving at the hot springs in about an hour," he said, "so change into your swimsuits and meet me on the deck at 1 o'clock. "I don't feel well, and I can't swim very well," said Paul. "I'm going to stay on the ship." Mr. Jones looked at Paul's white face. "What's wrong with you?" he asked. "I'm seasick," Paul replied. "I took some tablets, but they didn't help, and I think I've got a temperature." "The sea is very calm today," Mr. Jones said. "I don't think you're seasick. Maybe you're ill?" "You can't go on the trip today, Paul. Go and see the ship's doctor, then rest in your cabin." "I'll stay here with him," said Lucy. "Are you sure, Lucy?" asked Mr. Jones. "Don't you want to see the Inuit village and the glacier?" "Yes, I'm sure," said Lucy. "Okay, I'll take some photos for you," said Mr. Jones, and he followed the students out of the dining room. "No, Lucy, go on the trip," Paul told Lucy. "I'll be fine. Go and enjoy the experience." "No, I want to stay," said Lucy. "You look terrible. Go and see the doctor." "Okay, but I'm not going to stay in bed," Paul said. "I'll meet you here." "I'll bring you a warm blanket," said Lucy. Lucy went downstairs. Suddenly, she saw the old man in his white pajamas again. "Oh, not now," thought Lucy. "Why can't he leave me alone?" "I can't find my room," said the man. "Please, can you help me?" Suddenly, the lights went out again, and the ghostly figure was moving around in the dark. A hand touched Lucy's arm, and she jumped in horror. "Please help me find my cabin," he said. "That's strange. I can feel his hand on my arm," thought Lucy. You can't feel a ghost's hand. The lights came back on again, and Lucy heard another voice, a woman's. Oh, Dad, there you are, said the woman. I was looking for you everywhere. She saw Lucy and smiled. I'm sorry. Was my father bothering you? She asked. He's got a very bad memory, and he gets confused. So he isn't a ghost, said Lucy. Did you say ghost? Asked the woman. Lucy was very embarrassed and went quickly to her cabin. I'm really stupid, she thought. There aren't any ghosts on this ship.